We're ready for the 31st verse of the 22nd chapter of Luke. I promised not to keep you long today. We'll have a sermon act, and then we'll go home. I realize that some of you are very hungry, not having had very much breakfast. And usually breakfast is one of the heaviest meals that I have. I feel sorry for those boys. It's true. They run to the dining room as fast as they can go, and they tank up on junk food. In fact, not the junk food. I feel sorry for those fellas. Sweets, you know, sweets and stuff like that. And then between 10:30 and 12:30, their brain is numb, and they can't think. They can't even answer a question at it to the teacher, because sugar will do the brain that way. According to nutritionists, it will stop the thinking facility. Oh, well. Donuts and candy and cookies and stuff like that will numb a person's brain. So if they want to be numb in class, why, it's okay with me. I don't mind giving up. I just do give an F at a given age. All right. Let's go to verse 31 of the 22nd chapter of Luke.
He knew that Simon Peter couldn't lose his
salvation, but he couldn't lose his faith. And so this was an urgent request by the Lord Jesus Christ. The prayer here says, I have urgently requested for thee, on your behalf, that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, that is, when you change into a different man, I want you to strengthen your friends. And he said unto him, that is, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both to prison and to death. Now that sounds just exactly like Simon Peter. He was a little hard on certain occasions, and he certainly did blow hard on this occasion. I'm ready to go both into jail and into death. And you know, that reminds us that Simon Peter was a boastful man, and he was a guy who liked to brag on himself and do what he wanted to do. He didn't need the prayer of Jesus Christ. He didn't need to call the Father to help him, but he was self-sufficient. He could help himself. Dr. Van Taverner said one time, I saw beside a copy of Who's Who a new book. Who was who? Come on, put that up here on the board. Who was who? Who? That's a new book. I never have seen it, but it's a new book. Who was who? We all know about that book, Who Is Who? And now he saw this copy of this book, Who Was Who? You know, how quickly men fall from heroes to zeros. Now that's true, my friend. And Simon Peter fell down to a zero on this occasion. He was an absolute nothing. For all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man as the flower of grass, according to 1 Peter 1:24. And you know, we read about the great things that Alexander the Great did, and the Caesars of Rome, and the kings of England, and the kings of France, and the princes of Germany, and the royalty of Russia. We read all about those guys. And I would give one wiggle of my big toe for anything that those rascals did. The kings of Spain, the kings of Portugal. Now, all they did, my brethren, was make orphans and widows. And that's all they did in their wars in Europe and Asia. You come over to this land, that's all we've done since the colonial days, is fight, fight, fight. That's all America's done. She landed here on the eastern seaboard and started fight, and we've been fighting ever since. Well, that's the glory of man. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. And so, who was who? Well, who cares who was who? I don't give a rip. I wouldn't give a wiggle of my little toe for who was who. My friends, the only thing that counts is to be saved by grace through faith and live for Jesus Christ in this world. That's the only thing that counts, because the glory of man soon fades. What about Napoleon Bonaparte? He's gone to die. What about the chancellors of Germany? They've all gone to die. What about the kings of England? They're all dead. How about the presidents of this country? Who give a rip about Richard Nixon? He's ready to go to death too. He's already gone to death as president. Who was who anyhow? The glory of man. Simon Peter right here bragging and boasting, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both into prison and to death. And he didn't mean a word of it. Before this chapter's over, he denies Jesus Christ three times. He didn't even give the rooster time to crow once. The rooster didn't even crow once until Simon Peter had denied his Lord three times. That's the glory of man. Now, what? You know, my brethren, pride is a good thing, but be sure it's the kind that keeps the chin up and not your nose. There are a lot of people that go around with their nose in the air, you know. Boy, I'm getting a new better than you. Well, look at me. I can drink martinis, I can drink cocktails, boy. And I've got the man, I can eat filet mignon and all. Junk. That's just junk, my friend. I can drink alcohol, I can hold it better than you can. All of that is just a glorious man. That's all it is. It soon fades away. You know, in the November issue of the Richard Digest, there was a story, a big long story about the death of a surgeon. If you haven't read it, I hope you do. That man was a good church. Boy, he was a good one of the best in America. But he couldn't quit smoking cigarettes. He was a chain smoker almost, and he died when he was 55 years old. At the height of his power, just because he couldn't give up smoking the little thing called a cigarette. And he got cancer from it. Died from a galloping cancer at the last. That's the glorious man. The glorious man. And that grass. You know, grass doesn't last very long. Just the seeds. Like the leaves out there on those trees. They're falling already. And we'll soon have to hold them up, Brother Tom. If the wind doesn't blow them away. We hope the wind blows them away. And it'll save us the job, won't it? Well, don't look down on anybody, my brethren. God, only God sits up that high. You know, many people will not kill a mouse without telling the whole world about it. But Samson killed a lion one time and he never said one word. That's true. You know, we don't speak much about what God has done for us, but we'll say a very little about what we've done for God. Simon Peter said, Lord, I'll go to jail with you. I'll even die for you. He didn't mean a word of it. Just one little hard stuff, that's all. That's Simon Peter. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, Lord, here's a good spot. Well, let's make three tents, three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. That's just little hard stuff. He had a rattle brain. That's Simon Peter. Blow it off. You know, there's one old fable that tells a great truth right here. There was a woodpecker one time was pecking away at the trunk of a dead tree. And suddenly lightning struck that tree and just shattered it all to pieces. And the little woodpecker was unharmed, so he flew away. And when he did, he looked back to the place where that tree was, and he said, oh, look what an idea. Well, that's the way Simon Peter was. Look what I did. You know, Nebuchadnezzar said one time, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Great Babylon. Look at my hanging gardens. Look at the great city I built here. Boy, my arms did it. Well, where's Nebuchadnezzar today? You couldn't find his grave in Babylonia. You can't even find his city. It's nothing but mud in winter and sand in summer. That's the glory of man. That's what pride will do. Egotism, conceit. Well, Simon Peter said, Lord, I'll go with you. Lord, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to be your most faithful apostle, Lord. Whether you go to jail, whether you go to death, right there you will find me by your side. No, he didn't mean a word of it. He's lying. Just lying. Living for the flesh. Glorying in man.
And the carnal man and the outward man, and you depend on me.
When you do that, and you strengthen the brethren. And he did that on the day of Pentecost, my brother. He did that. He got up and preached. 50,000, I don't know how many thousand people listened to him on that occasion. And 3,000 of those people were saved, born again, on the day of Pentecost. Simon Peter was strengthening his brethren. Verse 34 says, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock, the rooster, shall not crow this day, before thou shalt deny me thrice, that you know me. You'll even say three times that you don't know anything about me. Well, Jesus Christ was telling the truth. He was telling the truth right there. That's what Simon Peter did. You know, the devil is never more dangerous than when he walks in velvet slippers. Satan is transformed into an angel of light. An angel of light. That means that he looks like the truth. He looks like a genuine Bible. He looks like a man who never would have heresy on his fingertips or in the pores of his skin. And he's an angel of light. Boy, everything is just so nice and so fine. And you know, my friends, during World War Number Two, there was a dangerous nuisance that came to the country of England. England, it was called the optimist nuisance. There was a false impression created that the war was all but won because England was winning on the land and on the sea and in the air. And everybody said, oh, we're going to win. Adolf Hitler doesn't have a chance. And so we're on the winning side and we feel so good. And the recruiting of soldiers fell off. And the whole atmosphere of Great Britain began to go down. Well, the State Department issued warnings that this war is not over. We still have a stubborn enemy to fight. We better get our war clothes on, so to speak, and go to work. You know, my friends, that's the way it is with God's people. God's children are engaged in constant warfare. We have an enemy, Satan, that's very stubborn. And our warfare, we're not to sign an armistice or something of that kind, a peace treaty with Satan, but we're to get in there and fight. Because no peace treaty can be signed with Satan. Christ refuses to sign a peace treaty with him, because Christ, some of these days, will throw him into a bottomless pit. All right. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Now you tell me you're going to jail if I go to jail? You tell me that if I go to death, you will go to death? No, no, Simon Peter. Before this day is out, you're going to deny me three times. All right, that's the sermonette. May we stand, please? May we stand? Everybody stand, please. Appreciate you being here today, brethren. Appreciate your faithfulness to this church and its services. Appreciate the Sunday school hour and the comments you made, the questions you asked. You made the Sunday school lesson very interesting with your explanation and things like that. Is there anyone who has an announcement to be made before we do?